I'm convinced 100% that I'm right.
And
100%.
Yes, and at the end of the day, you are really convinced that there's need for this transformation, you know, within parties, which maybe is part of the democratic process.
Yes, if I didn't believe it, I wouldn't have written the letter. And it's really, I believe it 100%.
So now, when we look at opposition parties in Zimbabwe, Mr. Mangoma, we see that maybe they are not pulling enough. Do you think that they will come together at one stage to form some kind of formidable coalition to fight against the present government?
I think the culture we have had is one of the strongman politics. So you would have this one and this party, this one and their party, and so on and so on. And therefore, it makes collaboration a bit more difficult because people are looking after their own parties as opposed to the national interest. So I think there is need to change the narrative so that people begin to look at what is it that is going to be good for Zimbabwe and not necessarily who is going to be president, because there can only be one president at a time. But Zimbabwe has got to move forward.
Now, looking at quality leadership, in terms of quality leadership, what are you looking at in a leader? And do you think that there's any leader within, let's say, the MDC or ZANU-PF right now that is worth his salt or her salt?
I think that there are people with the qualities. The fact that people might not know them does not mean that they don't exist. They are there, but there is too much of this strong man politics that everybody thinks that there must be a strong leader. But that also goes contrary to wanting democracy and the participation and teamwork, because the stronger one is, the more dictatorial they become. So it's really what I believe we need is to be able to create a team that will be able to move Zimbabwe forward, where many people feel that they can contribute their ideas without being crammed out, that they will be allowed to shine without simply saying the leader is the one who must shine despite the shortcomings that they might have. So I think that we need a new type of politics. We need to be more collaborative. We need somebody who wants to build the nation of Zimbabwe so that we can begin to take away the problems that we are having. Because many of our problems can be resolved simply by working together as a nation for a common purpose. So you need a leader who has got a vision to build this country up, a vision where you are looking at nation building, not simply a person who is prepared to be a president, but to say, why do you want to become a president? Our country is too polarized at this stage. So you need somebody who will be able to cross and or provide a bridge for that, to make sure that certainly people on either side begin to feel that they can work together for the better of this country.
And many people are saying Mr. Mangoma is one person who is very courageous, because he can actually tell leaders to go to hell, and at the end of the day he can ruffle anyone's feathers. At the end of the day, if you get to make a comparative analysis, let's say compare President Robert Mugabe and President Tsvangirai of the MTC, who do you think is better between the two?
None of them.
What are your reasons?
Yeah, they all have got this strong man mentality. They all are not listening to advice. They are all not looking to building a Zimbabwe that is can be lived by all. And that is really where the essence is. It must be, if you are a leader, you must be prepared to be led by someone else. And you have got to show that tolerance, because many people must be allowed to contribute and not simply say, if you don't support me, then whatever you contribute is not necessary. So I think those are some of the major failings, and that the two leaders, they failed to provide a vision and a pathway that can bring the two or the polarization of the country down, where people could work together. In fact, we now have got an entrenched society where you have got the MDC on the one side and ZANU-PF on the other, without trying to bridge that gap. and what is required in their leaders actually to begin to bridge that gap.
So do you think that we can have a leader of substance within the next century in Zimbabwe?
Well, it is up to the Zimbabweans, obviously, to choose the leader that they want, and that it is possible, because there are people who can bring and actually be nation builders with a good vision to pull this country out of its morass and start to have a good and enjoyable life with all the potential being realized.
In a way, you're saying it is very good to clean up the MTCT right now and get rid of these leaders that are useless.
In fact, if there was any better time to clean up the MTCT, it is now, because it allows us time to be able to go to prepare for the next election without the kind of pressures, as opposed to paper around the cracks now, only for those cracks to widen towards an election. And therefore, this is the right time to do it and prepare properly and have a different narrative that people will be happy to get out of their homes and go and vote.
And finally, you see yourself as a better leader than President Mugabe and Tsvangirai?
At this stage, definitely, having worked with them, I have no hesitation whatsoever to say that I'll be able to provide better leadership and better vision than I have seen today.
And some critics will say, oh, Mr. Mangoma doesn't have followers. You know, is that true?
Well, you know, people will follow the ideas. And no one started with followers. But as of now, there are already some people who believe I can do it. So some followers are there. And followers can be built. If everybody had enough followers, there would be no need to campaign. The reason why people continuously campaign is to be able to search followers. And so no one has got enough, but I think there's got to be a different narrative. We had a lot of our people not vote last time, and perhaps it was because they didn't see anyone worth voting for. So there are people there who are waiting for good ideas and people who will be able to provide a better pathway.